Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. The Red Kettle, that's my topic. Most of us associate a Red Kettle with the Salvation Army, of course. And the Salvation Army is known for the Red Kettle at Christmas time. You often find people ringing a bell and having a Red Kettle available for you to deposit a sum of money, a gift, to the Salvation Army for the work that they do across the globe. Salvation Army is now known for the Red Light District. And that's in London. That's where the forgotten men and women hung out. That's where the homeless hung out. That's where the culturally unwanted hung out. And William Booth and Catherine Booth, who formed the Salvation Army, became very much aware that this was a problem and a plight in London that went unaddressed, and that they decided to go ahead and address the issue. Now, that was in 1865. So we go back to the early years of the Salvation Army, known for its social justice activity, and known for its propagation of the Bible, the scriptures, and the Word of God. They've been faithful. Now, the Booths, William and Catherine Booth, have a long history of respect. People have, over the world, respected the way that they have addressed issues and problems throughout the world. Human trafficking is one of the major human problems that they've addressed. Now, their work started in the Gaslight District, Red Light District of London, working with the prostitutes. Prostitution was a major problem on the street, and that's how they got started. Women and children who were desperately in need of protection and of safety and of a safe place to live and a place to rebuild their lives. So what the Booths did at that time is they developed what they called the rescue homes. Rescue homes. It was a place for a prostitute to go and live for a period of time and rebuild her life and reorient her life and redevelop a life pattern of honor. And they went from one home in the London area to 100 homes across the country, across the world. And that was how they spent a great deal of their efforts and time and money dealing with the problems within the rescue neighborhoods to be rescued, and the red light districts. Now, what was the problem that they've been facing? What is the problem that they're still facing? It's called human trafficking. Human trafficking is the third largest international crime industry in the world. It generates about $32 billion a year. So it is not a small operation. It involves hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young women and children in this problem of human trafficking. Now, human trafficking leads into prostitution, leads victims into prostitution, leads victim into slavery or involuntary servitude. That's forced labor, by the way. And the production of pornography. That's what human trafficking is all about. Prostitution, pornography, and involuntary servitude. Forced labor. So that's about 80% of that group of problems represents sexual exploitation. 80% of it. 20% into what is called labor exploitation, or forced labor servitude. There's approximately 20 to 30 million slaves in the world today that they are trying to address and trying to help and trying to save, trying to protect, mostly around the international borders, and 80% are females. Half of them are children. So there's between 18,000 people every year coming into the United States border for the purpose of human trafficking. On the average, teens enter the sex trade in the United States at the ages of 12 to 14. Many are runaway girls. Many of them were sexually abused as children. California harbors three of the highest levels of sex trafficking for children known to the FBI. And that's Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. Those are the three primary cities and sites where human trafficking takes place. So you see, we have a problem in our country not being addressed particularly. The government is doing very little, and that which is being done by religious organizations, nonprofit organizations, the Salvation Army being one of them. So they need money to help them in this particular project of human trafficking, and to have the staffing and to have the wherewithal of materials in place for these people to live so that they can rehabilitate their lives. So the Salvation Army is certainly one that I would recommend for you, you know, to consider, particularly at this time of Christmas and New Year's, and perhaps an extra little bit of giving. If you're inclined, send them a check. Send the local Salvation Army a check. Send the National Salvation Army a check, if you will. And they'll use it well. They are what they say they are. And they will do what they say they will do. They are a trusted organization. We all know that. People trust the Salvation Army more than any other organization. So I recommend them to you. They're involved in human trafficking, a major, major problem. And they do it in the context of a spiritual message and the message of social justice. So I recommend them to you. And be part of their program. Be part of their future. Be part of the solution to this major problem of human trafficking. And bye for now.